For almost 40 years, DR Power Equipment has been the go-to for homeowners who want professional-level outdoor power equipment. Whether you're managing acres of overgrown fields or just want to have the best lawn on the block, DR Power has everything you need to conquer your piece of the outdoors. Visit drpower.com today to learn more and shop the sale.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
In our system of justice, a harm against any one of us is a harm against all of us. And to be clear, my entire career, I've only had one client, the people. And so, on behalf of the people, on behalf of every American, regardless of party, race, gender, or the language your grandmother speaks, on behalf of everyone whose story could only be written in the greatest nation on earth, I accept your nomination to be President of the United States of America.
Well, in her speech, Kamala Harris vowed to chart a new way forward for America as she accepted that nomination for president at the final night of the Democratic National Convention in Chicago. Joining me in studio to analyse last night and indeed the previous activities of the three nights before that, senior lecturer at the Dublin School, at the School of Media and Trinity College in Dublin, Harry Brown. Harry, good morning and welcome.
Morning, Pat. How are you?
First of all, the job she had to do last night, the CNN pundits were laying it out. She had to explain who she is, because a lot of Americans, they knew she was VP, but yeah, they didn't really know any more.
They didn't even know much about her as VP.
In fact, like Mike Pence, no one knew anything about him, even at the end of his term as vice president. So the vice president is kind of invisible.
Right.
And the second role was to prove that she could be serious and strong.
Yeah,
did she succeed?
I think she basically succeeded, and the whole week succeeded in leading up to that, presenting a kind of show-busy but serious. Her big accusation against Trump last night, he's an unserious man who nonetheless poses serious challenges.
Yeah, there would be serious consequences,
consequences
from this unserious man if he got into the White House.
And she did her autobiography quite nicely, managed to include her estranged father in the story in a sweet way. And the line that was just we just heard there, where she said all through her career her only client has been the people, as in, you know, the people versus Donald Trump, was a was effective as well. The convention overall was very well choreographed with this ending in mind, and I think this, in many ways, the Democratic Party has really been energized by the fact that they're able to deliver a different story than the one it looked like they were delivering.
Did she also echo what Clinton was saying about me, myself, I? That Donald Trump is Donald Trump's only client, really.
Yeah, and that's Trump's kind of unbridled id and ego is part of his attraction. You know, it's part of what makes people think he's a kind of a different sort of a politician.
And when he's on the stump, he's saying to his audiences, "Do you want me to talk policy or do you want me to talk?"
It was very funny the other day. He said, "The advisors keep saying to me, sir, you have to talk about policy. Don't be personal." But they get personal with me, so I'll get personal with them.
And
so,
that rises the crowd.
It was actually one of the better lines that he's had lately, because Trump's juice has been low. You know, his mojo is not great. It has to be said, you know, that the Democrats, to a fault, have maintained this univocal week. You know, the Palestinian, the refusal to have a Palestinian speaker on, and the speech that the speaker was proposing was pretty anodyne. It was like, "I hate Donald Trump. I love Kamala Harris. Palestinians are human." Clearly, the third part of that was something that was unacceptable to the Democratic leadership.
Yeah. Now, the question of how she handled Palestine, because, I mean, she is married into a Jewish family and her husband.
Yeah. So she's a longtime supporter of Israel. One of her first acts as a senator was to sponsor a motion that repudiated Obama's last act, which was to abstain on a motion against Israel in the United Nations. So she's a longtime supporter of Israel, and she's very much in continuity with Biden on that. Her speech last night, people are kind of oohing and aahing because she said Palestinian self-determination. Palestinian self-determination self-determination has been American policy for about 45 years.
The two-state solution is still...
Two-state solution, yeah. And to a certain extent, ceasefire is now sitting alongside two-state solution as an empty signifier, as something that you say because you have nothing else to say. And, you know, and America obviously continues to sponsor, fund, and arm
Israel. The question of how close we are to a ceasefire where... even the UN envoy was going back to the UN and saying, we're nearly there. I mean, if they're nearly there, it's a feather in the Harris cap, even though she's not negotiating. But Blinken is there on behalf of the current administration.
It doesn't look close. And to be honest, putting a feather in Harris's cap probably is not one of Netanyahu's priorities.
Sure. Absolutely. Now, Donald Trump revealed himself to be glued to the coverage of the DNC convention all week.
The room looked nice, he said. The room looked good.
Yeah. So let's have a listen to his reaction to what Kamala Harris had to say.
For almost 40 years, DR Power Equipment has been the go-to for homeowners who want professional-level outdoor power equipment. Whether you're managing acres of overgrown fields or just want to have the best lawn on the block, DR Power has everything you need to conquer your piece of the outdoors. Visit drpower.com today to learn more and shop the sale.
Okay.
Well, the biggest reaction is, why didn't she do the things that she's complaining about? All of these things that she talked about, we're going to do this, we're going to do that, we're going to do everything, but she didn't do any of it. She could have done it 3.5 years ago. She could do it tonight by leaving the auditorium and going to Washington, D.C. and closing the border. She doesn't need a bill. I didn't have a bill. I closed the border and created the safest border we've ever had in the history of our country. She could have done all of these things, and she could still do them. She's got 4.5, 5 months left. She can go there right now. She can do all of the things, many of the things that she's talking about and complaining about. It was a lot of complaining. She didn't talk about China. She didn't talk about fracking, because she talks, but she doesn't do. It's no action. But, you know, look, other than that, it was a nice-looking room.
Are you ready to debate Kamala Harris on September 10th, given what you heard tonight?
Well, number one, debate on September 4th at Fox, and she turned it down. Because, as you know, Brett, I was willing to debate with you and Martha. Well, I was going to debate on September 4th. She turned it down. And I'm willing to debate on, I don't like ABC. I think ABC is probably the worst of the group. But I'm willing to do ABC. I was willing to do CNN with Joe Biden. And you saw what happened there. I mean, CNN does not treat me or Republicans very good. But I was willing to do it because it was the only way I could get to debate him and ask him how that turned out. But look, I am willing to debate, and I think we should do much more than one debate. But you know better than anybody, I'm ready, willing, and able, because I told you yes, and she turned you down.
So that was Trump's reaction, obviously watching everything and commenting accordingly. But he touched on a few Achilles' heels there, did he not?
Yeah, and I think the big one is Kamala's the incumbent.
Yeah,
you know, that the idea that that she has to defend the record of the Biden administration is one that he's going to hammer home. And in a sense, also all this talk about, I want to debate, he's presenting himself as the challenger, as the one who's got to get in there and beat the sitting, you know, would-be president. And I think that's and then obviously there were specific issues he named, including China and the border and fracking and including things that the part of the attack on Kamala is that she's flip-flopped on some of these issues, that in 2019, when she was running in a liberal field for the Democratic nomination, she was anti-fracking. She said that people who crossed the border illegally weren't criminals. And so they're going to try to use a few of this kind of...
His usual name tags, Communist Kamala.
Yeah, yeah. So, this ridiculous notion. I mean, anybody who listened to that speech or read it, as I did this morning, can see a very familiar centrist Democrat. There's nothing could be further from a communist here. But
the Democrats also tried to reclaim the flag.
Sure, yeah. Lots of USA chanting, you know, the room very bedecked in the red, white, and blue. And, you know, that it's... Again, it is something that happens every 4 years, and every 4 years we act surprised. We think that the Republicans are the ones who are supposed to be the super patriots. But Kamala went a little further, last night, you know, she said we want to have the strongest and most lethal military in the world, you know, and was quite, you know, if you like, you know, bolshy in her discussions about Putin or discussions about Iran.
Even though bolshy comes from Bolshevik.
Well, indeed, yeah, yeah, that's why I hesitated, Pat. But yeah, she was definitely ready for a fight. You know, she was, you know, presenting a military posture. And this is actually another issue that I think Trump is going to be working on. He didn't mention it in that little spiel that we heard there, but he's been talking a lot about the risk of war and the risk of nuclear war, and that, you know, that the Democrats are kind of wandering into major wars on two fronts, and that it's, you know, there's an existential risk there.
Yeah. Now, the problem is, I suppose, the people around Trump may not be as direct as the people around Putin might be in terms of pressing the nuclear button, because Putin, at the end of the day, is a kleptocrat. I mean, it's all about money and personal power, as well as trying to revisit the greatness of the old Soviet Union. But he knows that pressing the nuclear button, even in a limited way in Ukraine, brings consequences that would lead to his own personal destruction.
Yeah, yeah. And honestly, I would hope that, you know, the same kind of caution would apply to the other kleptocrat, Trump, and hopefully would apply to any Democratic president that would come in there. But I think that the proposition that we are heading into riskier territory. Don't forget, Israel is also nuclear armed and is engaged in a regional war that could get a lot wider. So I don't think that it's an outrageous line to take. And the fact that the Democratic nominee used her speech last night to saber rattle really is worth noting.
Now, where do we go to from here with the man from Mar-a-Lago, as Gretchen Whitmer called him, and Kamala Harris, in terms of they'll do battle on September the 10th
right.
In a debate. But in terms of trying to win over those swing voters, the never-Trump Republicans who might have stayed at home, will they come out for Kamala Harris?
I think some of them probably will. I think the polling is showing that older and more conservative voters are probably a little less inclined to Kamala Harris than they were to Joe Biden. So, but she's making up for that a lot with women and with younger voters. I think that it's going to be very interesting to see to what extent the Kamala Harris phenomenon over the last month or so has been like a summer romance, in a sense, that we've seen, you know, the excitement of change. And she's been really very much on message and not doing interviews and not doing press conferences and doing this joy thing and a very positive vibe. I think that Trump's best hope, and it's probably a real one, is to remind Americans that most of them are not feeling a lot of joy and that they're worried about a lot of things, including wars, but more importantly about pocketbook issues and that the economy
the
is
the
a potential.
The irony of a billionaire or a so-called billionaire, we don't really know how much he's worth because he owes a lot of money. But the irony of him talking about the price of a gallon of milk or whatever it might be.
He knows what it's like to worry about money. He may not a gallon of milk, but a billionaire or there. You know, how much he owes in fines from his various legal cases.
Yeah, but the point is he has no real experience of what ordinary, and never had.
And it's interesting.
His
and
dad
Kamala
was rich.
Absolutely. And Kamala Harris used that quite well in her autobiographical section last night. She used the phrase working class to describe her neighborhood in the East Bay in the San Francisco area, which, you know, a term that Americans like to say middle class. They don't say working class too often. So it was notable that she said nurses and firefighters and construction workers in working class East Bay.
Yeah, she used working and middle earlier in the week, in fact, and this seems to be the way she's going.
Exactly.
Not to exclude the poorest of the poor.
Yeah.
Because many of them cannot aspire to any kind of middle-class life.
Yeah, and I think that she's got to find a way of reaching out to them without making it seem like it's all a laugh.
Yeah. All right, Harry. Yeah. All to play for.
Indeed.
With just over 70 days to go. Anyway, Harry Brown.
Who's counting?
We all are counting, yeah. I think. Harry Brown, Senior Lecturer in the School of Media at Trinity College in Dublin. Thank you very much.
The Pat Kenny Show.
With Aviva Insurance.
On News Talk.
For almost 40 years, DR Power Equipment has been the go-to for homeowners who want professional-level outdoor power equipment. Whether you're managing acres of overgrown fields or just want to have the best lawn on the block, DR Power has everything you need to conquer your piece of the outdoors. Visit drpower.com today to learn more and shop the sale.